conference is quite loaded this year, quite honestly. Not seeing everybody yet, but just looking at what teams are returning. Obviously, it's Dodgeville and Prairie, just like is predicted. They're always, you know, on top of that list of teams to beat. But I think Platteville is going to surprise a whole lot of people. They got everybody back, and they're a solid ball club. Lancaster, we played them already. I definitely think that it was their first game, and it showed. I think they're way better than they let on that night as well. And that was still a close ball game. So I don't think there's going to be an easy out.
River Valley baseball coach Mitch Heinemeier on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Dodgeville. As we take air here at 5 o'clock, we have not such good news. They have just canceled the baseball game between River Valley and Dodgeville. Both teams had warmed up. Both starting pitchers had thrown in the bullpen, and they were getting ready to go. But a rain started coming a little bit more sideways and blowing, and the field was in pretty good shape up until probably the last 15 minutes or so. And as a result, umpires came, and Coach Pat Riley was here, Mitch Heinemeier, coach of River Valley, and everybody decided that maybe the diamond was getting a little bit too slick to play. And the rain today has been very widespread. It's been interesting because driving over here, I almost stopped and turned around a couple of times because it was pouring, but then we got up to the top of the hill and heading toward Dodgeville, and the road was dry. And I think River Valley experienced the same thing coming from Spring Green. The road was dry, but when we got up to Dodgeville and here at the park. And so a little later starting as far as the rain is concerned, but when it came, in fact, now it's kind of letting up, but I think the damage has been done on the diamond. It's a little bit on the wet side. We've heard from some other locations that had games as well. We heard from Coach Ryan Lemke in Richland Center. They were at Lancaster, and that game has been called off because of rain, and they got a pretty heavy downpour there. So tough one for fans. There are quite a few fans already here in the stands, and of course the stands are covered at Dodgeville, so they are here and ready to go for the game. But again, at this point in the season, and it's still fairly early in the season, you want to err on the side of safety, and you don't want to get somebody hurt today on a wet field or muddy field. So the game has been postponed, and I'm not sure the scenario. There was talk that maybe they would come back and do this, because this game was originally supposed to be at River Valley, and maybe still flip-flop and have the first game be here at River Valley and then back, or at Dodgeville and back at River Valley, but that is yet to be determined. So tonight's game canceled. We appreciate you listening tonight. We'll return to regular scheduled programming, and we can tell you that tomorrow night, our featured game, and the weather looks nice for tomorrow, we should be good to go for Riverdale at Ithaca in area high school softball. Good area matchup tomorrow night. We will see these River Valley Blackhawks again on the schedule next week on Tuesday when they visit Richland Center. So we were looking forward to this one. It's going to be a good one when they do meet. Dodgeville of River Valley always, it seems like, have a say in the conference championship. And this would have been the first of two meetings between them, but it'll be pushed back to a little bit later on this month, it sounds like. Thanks to Tim Feed, our engineer, back at the studio. And this is Phil Meehan inviting you to join us for tomorrow. We'll have action from Ithaca, beginning with a pregame around 4:50, and then it's Riverdale and Ithaca area softball. Good night for now. Again, nobody wins this one other than Mother Nature. River Valley and Dodgeville canceled in area baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A top U.S. Army general and CENTCOM commander headed to the Middle East. The U.S. warning Iran may retaliate against Israel after blaming Israel for airstrikes that killed a top Iranian official at a consulate in Syria. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder wouldn't say how the U.S. would respond if Iran attacks Israel for the first time.
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. Again, I've highlighted our ironclad commitment to Israel's security.
FBI Director Christopher Wray on Capitol Hill testifying before a House committee on the growing terror threats due to conflicts overseas, especially the Middle East.
We've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th.
Wray urging lawmakers to reauthorize a key section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, before it expires next week. Severe storms on the march across the Midwest and East Coast. Tornado alerts posted across Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. In New York City, another attempt by attorneys for Donald Trump failed to delay the trial in the hush money case involving adult actress Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says the trial set to begin Monday with jury selection.
Trump's attorneys complaining of an unacceptable appearance of impropriety because Judge Juan Rishon's daughter did political work for Democrats. They said this trial can only be done once and it must be done right because of the potential impact on the election. But prosecutors said the independent political activities of the judge's daughter are no reason to challenge his credibility. And a lawyer representing the judge said there's absolutely no evidence to show that Judge Rishon will stand to benefit from the outcome of the trial.
Japan's prime minister today addressing members of Congress at a joint meeting, talking about the strong alliance between the U.S. and Japan. It's all part of his official visit to the U.S. and follows last night's state dinner at the White House. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Scattered showers ending tonight around midnight. Breezy with partial clearing late. Low 42. Winds northwest 15 with gusts up to 25. Gradual clearing. Breezy and seasonal tomorrow. High 59. Winds northwest 15. Gusts up to 25. Clear and chilly tomorrow night. A bit of frost possible. Low 34. Mostly sunny and warmer on Saturday with a high of 70. And warm with lots of sunshine with a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 4 to 6 miles per hour, and it's raining, and our current temperature is, after a daytime high of 64, it's currently 50 degrees. And because of the weather, we will not be bringing you the broadcast of Dodgeville, not Richland Center, but River Valley at Dodgeville. We're going to bring it, but they decided to call it off because of the weather. And also, the Richland Center at Lancaster baseball game that was scheduled for this evening has been canceled as well.
WRCO 100.9.
Changing the kind of girl that keeps you waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The money river bank, she's the first in and the last down. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight. Everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring. She never sang the sudden one minute, then she pour down rain. And she do whatever she wants. And when she moves, every jump on a drop. And I do what I don't wanna stop. I want whatever she's got. You thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend, every penny you've been keeping, just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on Saturday night. She got the mood ring, she never the same. The sudden one minute, then she pouring down rain. And she'll do whatever she wants. So when she moves, every jaw wanna drop. Man, I do, but I don't wanna stop. I want whatever she's got. Yeah, I want whatever she's got. She got me hanging on the ledge, on the edge of a kiss. All I ever wanna do is this. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on Saturday night. She got the mood ring, never the same.
Searching for a sad one on the radio dial, but all I heard was smiles. Everybody's hooking up, getting down, tearing up their little town, loading up the cooler and heading south, beach bound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer, ain't no she. Their little town, loading up the cooler and heading south, beach bound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer, ain't no she walked out the door, ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. Ain't somebody broken hearted in country music anymore.
that was Joe Nichols with Broken Hearted on Country and Community, WRCO. And I'm Tim Theat. I'm going to be bringing you some music up until the 8 o'clock hour this evening. If you're tuning in expecting to hear a high school baseball broadcast, well, that game has been canceled. It was going to be River Valley. First of all, it was going to be Dodgeville at River Valley originally scheduled, but then they decided to move the game to Dodgeville because Dodgeville had a better field with after the rain that we had received earlier today. And they were attempting to get it in. We got our pregame show in, and just at the end of the pregame show, Phil contacted me and said, nope, they decided to call the game. So that game has been canceled for this evening, so we're not going to be bringing you that. So we will be bringing you our regular country music broadcast. And also at 5:30, we will also be bringing you the Ag Report. Since we had the news earlier, we didn't get a chance to play the Ag Reports because of the baseball broadcast, but since it's canceled, we will be bringing you that up around 5:30. Another game of note that we want to pass along that has been canceled, the Richland Center at Lancaster Boys High School baseball game has been canceled also for today. Coming up next, we have Easton Corbin with Marry That Girl.
First time that I met her, she was pouring shots of rum. Told me that her cousin just turned 21. She took my hand and said we're dancing when they played her favorite song. We didn't stop till everybody else was gone. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. My best friend's tired of hearing me talk about her smile. He says you've only known her for a little while. My mama keeps on saying I better take it slow. I just say I will, but I already know. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll pick the perfect ring. I'll pick the perfect time. Ask her if she'll have me for the rest of my life. Don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna change her name. I'm gonna buy that ring. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
You still like the feel of my body lying mistake you ever made. Honey, now do you? And if just by snapping your fingers you could snap them fingers and make it all go away, honey, now would you? Do you miss me when I'm gone? But sometimes wish that I stay gone just a little bit longer. Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you still love me?
Jane, I'm looking through your window pane. I heard you're back in town. Well, I've got some cheap cigarettes, your favorite beer, baby, where the drips I always dream about. Oh, yeah. We'll chase the moon, ride stars, find the muscle in this car. I know it's still got something left. Come on, I take my hand, feel my heart, girl, understand. I got a thunder pounding in my chest. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. We've all grown around where I'll gently lay you down, and I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth, whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time to steal. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. With the engine burning through my jeans, I watch you fall fast asleep in this small town sky. Fade from black to blue. Now wipe a tear from my eye, but you'll never know, 'cause darling, I'll smile as I wave goodbye to you. Hey, I can't see you as nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time.
That was Kip Moore with Crazy One More Time. Before that was KT Oslin and Joe Nichols. And Tim Thiede here once again. And just wanted to pass along the information. If you were tuning in to listen to high school baseball, the game between River Valley and Dodgeville, which we were going to bring to you this evening, has been canceled. And I also wanted to let you know that the Richland Center at Lancaster game has been canceled. So the weather outside, I think, is pretty much putting a damper on all the spring sports action this evening for high school. Okay, coming up shortly, we will be bringing you the Ag News at around 5:30, and to take us up to Ag News is Easton Corbin with Marry That Girl.
The first time that I met her, she was pouring shots of rum, told me that her cousin just turned 21. She took my hand and said, "We're dancing." When they played her favorite song, we didn't stop till everybody else was gone. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. My best friend's tired of hearing me talk about her smile. He says you've only known her for a little while. My mama keeps on saying I better take it slow. I just say I will, but I already know. Gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll pick the perfect ring. I'll pick the perfect time. Ask her if she'll have me for the rest of my life. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna change her name. I'm gonna buy that ring. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
Thursday, hogs were mostly higher, soybeans and corn were down, and cattle were up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were modestly lower on fund and technical selling. The USDA raised U.S. ending stocks, mostly on slower export demand, and left production unchanged for Argentina and Brazil. CONAB did lower its guess for Brazil's crop due to weather issues impacting yield. May beans were down 5.5 at 11.59 and a quarter. July was 5.5 lower at 11.72 and a half. May bean meal is up $4.70 at $3.35.60. May soybean oil is down 158 points at $46.02. Corn was lower. U.S. corn ending stocks are down in the month thanks to feed and fuel use expectations. No changes to exports this month. Export sales last week were a market near low. USDA's crop guess for Brazil was steady, while Argentina was slightly lower. May corn was down 5.5 at 428 and 3 quarters. July was 4 and 3 quarters lower at 441. And wheat was down. U.S. wheat ending stocks were above a month ago on a cut in feed demand with minimal changes to the global numbers. Concerns about U.S. and world weather issues seem to be on the back burner. May Chicago was down 6.75 at 551 and 3 quarters. May Kansas City was 11 and a quarter lower at 583 and a quarter. May Minneapolis wheat was 14 and 3 quarters lower at 637. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with box beef up at midday, getting ready for widespread direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. June live was up $1.05 at $173.90. August was 80 higher at $171.45. May feeders were up $1.62 at $238.15. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade, the higher midday pork, and strong export sales. June lean was up 25 at $105.80. July was 12 cents higher at $107.62. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A round of direct cash cattle business developed Thursday. Live deals were at $182 in Kansas and Texas, $2 below the previous week's business. Asking prices are around $186 live in the south and $295 to $297 dressed in the north. Boxed beef was mixed at the close, with choice up 14 cents at $298.37 and select down 87 cents at $295.15. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down less than 1,000 head from last year. Cash hogs closed lower on Thursday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.58, with a base range of $84 to $92, and a weighted average price of $87.05. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, even on the week, and up about 11,000 on the year. More market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield. I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A dairy economist says the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus in dairy cattle has had a limited impact on milk markets. High Ground's Betty Burning tells Brownfield.
When the news first broke that there was like a mystery illness in Texas, we saw some lift in the market on concerns about supply. But since then, not as much.
More news is next.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens? Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Climatologist says he's concerned about drought conditions across parts of the Corn Belt, despite some recent precipitation. Brian Fuchs is with the National Drought Mitigation Center.
We still are seeing pockets of dryness in southern Missouri into southern Illinois, but really the long-term drought issues that we've been really focusing on in the Midwest and in parts of the Central Plains have been, you know, from that Wisconsin through Iowa into eastern Nebraska, and also central Kansas.
While many Midwestern farmers are just beginning the planting season, a Western Indiana farmer will likely finish soybean planting this weekend. Jason Breyer tells Brownfield,
I planted some old beans, 40 acres, on February 27th. March the 2nd, I planted 90 acres of new seed. It was on some sandy soils. And then we went to Florida on spring break for 2 weeks. And then we come back, I kind of pulled the trigger and just laid the hammer down.
USDA has higher expectations for 2024 U.S. red meat and poultry production. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield. Resources for farmers and rural communities. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A leader in the ag industry says USDA has some key programs that help rural businesses and farmers grow. On this episode of Managing for Profit, we learn about some opportunities for growers and rural Main Street through the agency's Rural Business Cooperative Service. More coming up on Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec, and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Betsy Dirksen Londrigan is the administrator of USDA's Rural Business Cooperative Service. She tells Brownfield their programs provide the capital, training, education, and entrepreneurial skills that can help those living in rural areas start and grow businesses or find jobs in agricultural markets.
Our mission at Rural Development is to improve the quality of life and economic opportunities for people who live in small rural towns. And that means supporting businesses. And that's, you know, that's really our corner of the rural development market. And so we'd have things like the Business and Industry Guaranteed Loan Program, that are big programs and businesses can take advantage of. We have the Value Added Producer Grant. So, you know, think about the growers who are making or want to make wine out of blueberries. We have a program that can help them with that, and it's a grant program.
Dirksen Londrigan says the Inflation Reduction Act has helped grow their Rural Energy for America program.
This is, you know, where producers or rural businesses can install renewable energy systems or make energy efficiency upgrades, and they can receive grant funding for that upgrade or for that system. And my favorite thing about that program is that it is putting money back in farmers' pockets. It's putting money back in rural businesses' pockets. And I provided an example earlier about a hog farmer who, you know, had solar on his rooftop and on the and next to the shed. And his electric bill, which had been between $3,000 and $4,000 on average monthly, his first bill after it went online, $25.47. So, and the rest, it's amazing. This is a program that is saving people money and putting money in their pockets.
And she says the BioPreferred program offers resources to businesses with bio-based products,
which is a voluntary labeling program that lets consumers know that the product that they're purchasing is bio-based and it's good for the environment and it's good for the economy.
For more information on all these programs, Dirksen Londrigan says people can visit rd.usda.gov. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. I would like to invite you personally to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days Saturday night. The Solid Gold Dancers will be here enjoying some snacks from 1986.
Joanne, I'll trade you a Hot Pocket for a snack pack pudding, please.
No, sorry.
We'll be going back for some choice cuts from the likes of Robert Palmer and Van Halen, John Mellencamp, and ZZ Top, to name a few. Plus your rock and roll requests. Everything is open and fair game from the 50s through the early 90s on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Saturday night between 6 and midnight. Sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jay's Pedal Center, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, and Jay's Ag and Turf Center. Join us for sweet turntable treats, sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. We hope you'll be along Saturday night.
Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
And wanted to pass along this information, as you may have heard, or as you may hear, we don't have any high school baseball on tonight. That's because we were going to have the River Valley at Dodgeville baseball game going on, but because of the weather, that game has been canceled. Another game that has been canceled this today from high school sports is Richland Center at Lancaster, and there hasn't been any makeup dates made yet, but once we find out the makeup dates for those games, we will be happy to pass that information along to you.
100.9 WRCO. Don't it feel like something's in the air right now? Don't it feel like you're about to scream? Let's pack all the bags and load the truck down and burn up a can of gasoline.
what you need. In hell and high water, you were braver and stronger, and now you got blood on your sleeve.
That has to be one of my favorites from the late Toby Keith, the late and very talented Toby Keith, Oklahoma Breakdown. And then before that, we had Sunday Best with Do You Want to Go right here on Country and Community WRCO. Boy, it's raining out there, pouring down pretty good. And the last report we had for rain, it was at 4:30. We said there was 17/100ths of an inch of rain. That's since 4:30 now. We are now up to 32/100ths of an inch of rain. So quite a bit of rain in that amount of time, and it's still coming down. And that's the reason we are not bringing our high school baseball broadcast between River Valley and Dodgeville, because that game has been canceled. And also, the Richland Center at Lancaster game has been canceled. I'm sure there's many other sporting events that did get canceled around the area. So if there was one that was scheduled for later you were planning on going to, you may want to check ahead of time and see if it's going on. But anyways, it is a rainy one out there at 551, and the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge is now down to 49 degrees after a daytime high of 64, and the winds are pretty good out there. We're up to around 8 to 10 miles per hour out of the northwest. So kind of a nasty evening, but we do need this rain. So hopefully everybody, if you have any outdoor plans or if you're going anywhere, be sure to take a umbrella with you, so that way you don't keep yourself dry. And just wanted to pass along this information. The United States Postal Service did not receive the Observer for delivery today. So if you went to check your mail and you didn't see the Observer, that is the reason why. The Postal Service did not get it. So hopefully tomorrow you will receive that paper. Also from the Lost and Found Department, lost a female dark gray dog wearing a pink collar answers to the name Rosie. The dog was lost in the area of County A and Highway 56. The phone number to call, if this sounds like your dog, is 608-604-3922. And also lost a Miller, or actually if you found this dog, give a call to 608-604-3922. That dog was lost. So if you find this dog, please call that number. Also lost is a male silver lab wearing a red collar. The dog was lost in the Reedstown area. If you find this dog, give a call to 608-790-0269.
Join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A Hall of Fame class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent. Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Too easy to live this life with your eyes half closed. And don't I know I spent half my time bored out of my mind sleepwalking. Well, I wake up to this fool's parade and I watch the leaves fall down. I see everything changing, but somehow I feel caged in. Just hanging around, I'm waiting on the wonderful, something to set me free. Out of the ordinary, come and rescue me. Yeah, I could use a little love, love, love.
typical. I'm waiting on the wonderful. It's that feeling that's hard to explain when the world's so big and you're so small and you get caught up in the wonder of it all. That's what I miss. I saw that look today on a young kid's face eating ice cream at the laundromat. Well, if you'd asked him, it was Christmas again. I wanna get that back. I'm waiting on the wonderful. There's something to believe. Out of the ordinary. Taste of something sweet. Yeah, I could use a little love, love, love. To send me a sign. I'm tired of the typical. Something to believe. Uh-huh. Out of the ordinary. Come and rescue me. I could use a little love, love, love. To send me a sign. I'm tired of the typical. I'm waiting on the wonderful. I'm waiting on the wonderful. Something to set me free.
With the monkey, let him roll right off my back. I fly like a bee to the honeys, turn a bar to an all-out love shack. Can I get an amen, a hallelujah, a little splash of the coke in my blackjack? Don't let this black tie fool ya. I'm a down-home groover, a midnight mover. Give me me and my bulldog sitting on the front porch. Sipping on the liquor, everybody listening. Around here, get the laid back low down. Little bit of Wailing, whole lot of Motown. Might sound just a little bit funky. Hey, y'all, that's my kind of country. Ain't hearing no lip, son, dragging in the dirt like a Tonka toy, boy. We don't play that where I come from. Hell yeah!